This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, Jeff Worrell back with you again for another episode of PTTalker.com. I'm so delighted that you've joined us, and I think you're going to find this topic this week very interesting, as I have someone with us on the show today that I have been chasing for a while for an interview, Ms. Fran Fowler, who is an expert in our industry. I know you've seen her in the magazines, and I know you're aware, most likely, of all of her speaking and teaching courses and doing webinars and teleconferences. That Fran, I can't tell you how excited we are to have you on PT Talker today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity both to talk with you as well as to your cohort.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to start out. Now, you are managing director of Health Dimensions Group, and as a little bit of just breaking news here for our listeners that don't know, you've actually made a change in your company. Is that right?
That is correct. We were known as Fowler Healthcare Affiliates and have been in existence for 23 years. In March of this year, I had reached the decision to actually sell the company, and actually we sold it to Health Dimensions Group, a group out of Minneapolis, even though we're still located in Atlanta, and that basically they do a post-acute service consulting similar to what we do. We were just stronger in certain areas, and they were stronger in others. So we've blended all of our talents and skills, and it's been a great experience for both of us.
Great. So we're going to still have you in the rehabilitation industry. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right. Well, you and I were talking a little bit before we went on the air about the recent election, and certainly everyone in healthcare today is trying to figure out how does the election of Barack Obama affect them. Would you maybe be able to kind of give us your thoughts on what you think might happen come January 20th when President-elect Obama becomes President Obama?
Well, I'm not so sure I know exactly what will happen. If I did, then I probably wouldn't be on this call. I'd be probably down somewhere having made my zillions of dollars.
That's right.
But since that isn't the case, I can give you what I think the future could probably look like relative to rehab and also some of the things that are happening with CMS right now that I think has a definite future potential for rehabilitation. One of the things I wanted to bring up relative to the election, though, is I think that when you begin looking at it, looking at the new head of HHS, I think you're probably looking at one of the better times that is going to be happening for rehabilitation. I think it's at all level, and certainly physical therapy being the biggest component in terms of rehabilitation. But I think that there are so many things happening, and because I think we now will have someone that more fully understands and supports more of the rehabilitation concept, return to the community, those types of things, that we will see more effort being placed on what now is somewhat of a fledgling aspect of the whole rehabilitation component.
So are you saying then that the new director, and I guess I do not know that person's name. Do you by any chance?
You're going to ask me that, and he was former senator, it slips my mind.
Oh, not out
of
Wisconsin.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I think I know who you mean. But so if that person comes in, you believe that they will be what, friendlier to the concept of physical therapy and what it can do to return patients back to healthy lifestyle?
I think that definitely is it. I think that one of the aspects as you begin looking at it is, I think anytime you, relative to the Democrats and the Republicans, both have a different view of where healthcare should be. I think control of the healthcare dollar is going to be critical. Mm-hmm. And as you have watched even the last few years under the Republicans, there has been more and more of a push to basically be looking at how to keep particularly folks with chronic diseases, with catastrophic diseases, spinal cord injuries, traumatic brain injuries, in a home setting and keep them functional in that setting. And so I think that's some of what is actually happening nationwide. So I think you're going to see, generally speaking, Democrats tend to be friendlier towards health care, I think, than the Republicans. But that is a generality.
Wow, yeah. And I would say that probably is kind of a salon. That's actually good to hear.
It is. Generally speaking, I think when they start talking about it, I'm not so sure that they're going to be able to move as quickly as they would like to onto more of a national health care plan or some better health care plan than currently exists. So I'm not so sure right now where that's going to fall, given all, everything happening in the financial crisis, et cetera. I'm not sure where that's going to fall overall.
Yeah.
But, I think time-wise, so I think we will probably not see it as early as they would have liked to have taken it on, only because it definitely is something that will be very costly if they're moving forward on the plans that they are planning to to implement.
Right. Now, you mentioned CMS. Do you have some thoughts regarding how the election might affect CMS as well?
I think, under the CMS is under HHS, mm-hmm. so that pretty much sets where theirs goes. There are a couple of things, I think, though, that we may say differently. I think there may be some more funding for of research or demonstration projects that begin to speak to the issue of functional wellness in the community. The four demonstration projects that CMS just let are called Medical Home. They're under a physician, but it's very interesting. It is the physician who will actually have case managers that will manage these patients in the home setting and ensure that they will have appropriate access to those types of services, rehab, et cetera, that will enable them to remain in the community and be less and use acute care less often. Acute care is the biggest, single most hospitals generally are the biggest single most expenditure that they have when you begin looking at it on a per capita basis. So I think that if they can cut that down, that's where I believe the Republicans were trying to head. Some cases it was successful, some cases it has not been on what they were trying to do. But that's where they're going to come after the cost is on an inpatient side, and they're going to really come after the chronic disease population to keep them in the community.
Yeah.
And so, when you look at some of the conditions that I think impact in terms of the therapy, the outpatient therapy, home health, long-term care, all of those, I think that there's definitely going to be a greater recognition and a greater emphasis on rehabilitation in those settings in particular.
Uh-huh. And just for our listeners, I did look it up real quick. Tom Daschle is going to be the new director of HHS. And I don't think he's from Wisconsin. I think he's more like North or South Dakota.
Dakota. You're right.
So, so if I were a physical therapist trying to prepare for this new outlook in the healthcare field, any tips or anything that you would do if you were a physical therapist living in this new environment?
I think I would probably look at, depending on which stage of the career, but assuming that you're younger in terms of, since I've been in healthcare for a while, younger is all relative.
But yeah.
I think that if you're early in your career,
me too.
I think you'd want to look at, I think the areas that are going to show explosive growth in the next few years are still going to be long-term care and home, long-term care, outpatient therapy, and home health.
Okay.
Outpatient in particular because, under the physician's pay-for-performance plan on their annual physicals, they now have to do a mini-eval looking for balance, gait and balance. And clearly if someone does not, if it's based on how many times you've fallen and the degree you were hurt during the year, and there are guidelines for it, they must refer to outpatient, to someone to do an eval.
Wow.
And that basically is the outpatient center. And so if you look at it, you're talking about a significant segment of the population. It's probably going to increase, on some of the projections we've done, it'll probably have a 3 to a 5% increase in the use rate for the population 65 years and older.
Wow.
And that's, yeah, no, so, see, those are the kinds of things when you begin looking at it, when you hear, you know, trying to, one area that I think will have, probably have the greatest change is in home health.
Mm-hmm.
Home health rehab, I think, still has a long way to go before it can really prove itself to the government. I think the demand is going to be there, but I think they will be under greater scrutiny. Some of the MedPAC, who is really the group that watches over CMS implementing change, and they have excellent data, and they have clear data that showed on some sample data that they took that home health care was maxing out on the number of rehab visits given to folks at home, but in fact there were no functional gains. And so I think that they will be under greater scrutiny, even though the demand is still is still going to continue. I think that skilled care is probably going to see an even greater demand. I think for short term, that will involve definitely the therapies and certainly physical therapy. Hospitals who return patients within 30 days are going to be penalized penalized for discharging the patient too soon. The second admission will not be covered.
Wow.
They will not be paid for it. So what you will begin to see is you will see, not possibly in the beginning, but you will see patients being readmitted to skilled care. They will still be penalized in with so many days if they don't, if they're admitted to skilled care. It's a transfer rule. Admitted to skilled care, they take a penalty, so to speak. They go on a per diem basis versus a whole DRG payment. But I think what hospitals will do is to, rather than readmitting patients, who are borderline for acute care, I think they're actually going to admit them to skilled care. And these are the kinds of patients who will be, quite frankly, debilitated, who will need a fair amount of rehab in order to get themselves stronger to get back into the home setting. So I think that there are a lot of opportunities, basically, on that to go forward.
Boy, I guess. Fran, I have a favor to ask. We are out of time. Would you be able to stay for another segment? And I got a couple more questions I'd love to ask you, and I'll bet our listeners would just be riveted. Would you have time to do one more segment?
I would be able to. I would be able to, yes.
Okay. All right. This is Jeff Worrell along with Fran Fowler. Stay tuned because Fran is going to stay for another, actually, part two of this very informative interview. I want to thank you, Fran, for joining us on part one. And we will look forward to you coming back next week for part two.
Very good. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
This is Jeff Worrell signing off for now for PT Talker. Remember, you can find us on iTunes.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.